Ivrim, chapter 1. Elohim, having of old spoken in many portions and many ways to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by the Son, whom he has appointed heir of all, through whom also he made the ages, who being the brightness of the esteem and the exact representation of his substance, and sustaining all by the word of his power, having made a cleansing of our sins through himself, sat down at the right hand of the greatness on high, having become so much better than the messengers, as he has inherited a more excellent name than them. For to which of the messengers did he ever say, You are my son, today I have brought you forth? And again, I shall be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, Let all the messengers of Elohim do reverence to him. And of the messengers indeed he says, Who is making his messengers spirits and his servants a flame of fire? But to the Son he says, Your throne, O Elohim, is for ever and ever. A sceptre of straightness is the sceptre of your reign. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Because of this, Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Master, did found the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain, and they shall all grow old like a garment, and like a mantle you shall fold them up, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall not fail. And to which of the messengers did he ever say, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Are they not all serving spirits sent out to attend those who are about to inherit deliverance?